This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So there's a million decisions that go into the making of any film, and one of the early decisions is tone.
Yeah.
You know, this is a movie, it's a period piece. Tell us a little bit about some of the choices you guys made of tone. What were your kind of compass points going in?
Well, Raiders of the Lost Ark is our biggest compass point. I mean, we tend to steal from stuff, or at least
stealing from Raiders.
Anniversary today?
It's the 30th anniversary of Raiders.
So that tends to come up a lot as far as it's not an old-fashioned movie. Raiders isn't an old-fashioned movie, but it sort of embraces its period without making you feel like you're watching something that came out in 1944.
Yeah.
So Cap, we tend to do that a lot with Cap. Joe talked about that a lot, and we all talked about Raiders a lot.
That's fantastic.
I mean, Joe more wisely than us because he designed it. Raiders.
And that's Joe Johnston, of course, the director of Captain America, and also worked on, he was the director of Rocketeer, too, another period.
He's a man dressing
in
American flag fighting World War II. You don't want to betray that and do, you know, the CD on your belly. Until, like, movie three.
Like the anti-hero.
Cap talk with a prostitute.
Cap talk with a prostitute. There's the headline.
So you want to stay true to that and yet not make a movie that sort of aw shucks and, you know, makes you walk out going, that's a little gross.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is a movie that a lot of people, when they first heard about it on paper, you think, wow, that's a movie that could go sideways. You have to be kind of careful with it, you know, quite honestly. So, and then going further on that, if there's a list of things you want to happen when you take on a project, what was the thing that you didn't want to happen with this? What was the thing that you had to avoid most of all, do you think?
I wanted to have in order to avoid was him just walking out with no explanation in the outfit. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, we made a super soldier, what are we dressing? Obviously, stripes, wings, and a shoe, you know.
Yeah, right.
We need to build that into the story or it's just going to go, you're going to go, well, why?
Oh, why? Well, how did he get into the costume?
Yeah.
What were the decisions that led up to that?
You know, I knew we wanted to build in story an explanation that you can believe why this man winds up in this outfit as opposed to just sort of, well, it's the obvious thing.
Sure.
Superhero would put on. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I mean, we also wanted to, we never wanted to lose sight of Steve Rogers. So in many ways, we wrote the Steve Rogers story, and that happens to be the Captain America story. Because in the comics, he is the scrawny Steve Rogers for maybe four panels.
Right.
And then he's Captain America. And you know, we knew that this audience might be cool with that, but I think, and I don't even think this audience would be cool with that. I mean, because you want to know who this guy is.
Sure.
You know? And you know, you're going to find that out only before the transformation, you know, the choices he makes then, and then the choices he makes after that. So we spent a lot of time with him and scrawny Steve, and that was a big decision.
Yeah.
You know, don't do a 5-minute first act. You know, give him time.
Right. And sort of maintain that view on the scrawny inner Steve even after he's buffed up. Right. Because, I mean, he's one of the few superheroes who he can never go back to who he was. He can't take off the costume and become who he was before. He's utterly transformed. He's super 24 hours a day, whether he's got the costume on or not.
Right.
So if you slip up, there's a chance you lose the human inside there, and he's just, you know. He's buffed now, and he's buffed in a different outfit.
Yeah, like an automaton, too. He becomes like just a mindless sort of thing.
So you have to sort of, you know, build in the lag time that anybody else would have to have your personality catch up with the fact that you're now perfect.
Is it distressing to you that he's the Marvel superhero who would not qualify for the Olympics because of performance-enhancing drugs?
It is distressing.
It's deeply distressing. I'm an idiot. Okay, so anybody want to watch the trailer? You guys ready? All right. We're going to watch the trailer. Guys, you want to have a seat. Make sure you're in your spot. We can roll that trailer.